Hello, I'm John Adamson, calling from Setlingham Nethergate in South Norfolk. I'm just wanting to say how very, very sad I am that Radio Fax is closing down. I think you've provided a really worthwhile service, which is completely different to anything else I've ever heard on any wave band. You've obviously proved there is a demand for this sort of service, and also that you're capable of providing it in a responsible manner. I just hope that the Irish or British government will recognise this and will award you a licence to continue broadcasting on shortwave. Well, I'm off to write my letter of support now to my MP and to the Minister for Communication. I just hope it won't be too long before you return. Thanks again for lots of very, very interesting programmes. I'm going to miss you lot. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Bob Croft from Gateshead, Swarwell area. I've supported your station for a very long time. I've listened to it for the last year and a half since I stumbled across it. I think you do a very good job. Your programmes are very informative, especially Sparks. I also love Judy's Rock Show. You're going to be a great miss when you go off the air. And I hope, if you don't get a licence within the next year, that you will be back on the air somehow, someway. All the best to everybody that's worked on this programme. And I, for one, will be writing a letter to my MP.
Hi, this is Dave Burke from Broadstairs in Kent in the UK. I'm very sad that Radio Fax is closing down. It has brought a much-needed breath of fresh air to broadcasting, and I just hope that someone somewhere with influence will at last realise that a service of this kind is very much wanted. Best of luck to you all.
Hello, this is Phil Muir phoning from Gillingham in Dorset. You may remember a few weeks ago that you got a letter from James Robinson saying that I lived in Shaftesbury in Dorset, but I've moved. I'm a self-employed piano tuner, and being a visually impaired person, I really value Radio Fax because, as I can't sort of see to read any of the technical features that are available in magazines, it's a really valuable service to me. So I'd just like to thank Radio Fax for all the technical information that you supplied me. Thank you very much. Bye.
Hello, Radio Fax. This is John Franklin from Ripley in Derbyshire. Phoning to say how sorry I am to hear of your excellent station is coming off the air. As an electronics engineer, I find Sparks excellent for keeping up to date with the latest developments in my own and similar fields of electronics. I also miss Jodie's rock show. It's broadened my musical horizons considerably, and she's wonderfully unpretentious. In 40 years as a shortwave listener, I think Radio Fax must be one of the most interesting and innovative stations I have heard ever. Even if the British government aren't forward-looking enough to grant you a license, probably the Irish government might, if enough people write to them. Thanks for the years of interesting programmes. Let's hope it's not goodbye, just cheerio. Thanks.
Hi, Dave Preston calling from Leicester. As a long-term listener to Radio Fax and somebody who's been interested in radio for a long time, I'm sorry that the thing's going off the air. Although I have a reader to read various journals to me, I find Sparks covers more material than my reader can get through. So I'm very sorry that Radio Fax is going.
Hello, it's Pete Cook here from 34 Gould Drive, Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire. I'm very disappointed to hear that Radio Fax is being forced to close down. I've tuned into Radio Fax nearly every day now for a very, very long time. It's very professional and very interesting. I used to be a Radio 4 nighttime listener, but I've now been converted over. I've enjoyed most of your programmes, especially Andy Walker's Radio Days. So all I can do is wish you all well and say you'll be greatly missed by me. Best of luck to you all. Bye.
Mr. Glencross, Ayrshire, Scotland. I would just like to say that Radio Fax is very informative. It makes a nice change from other local radio stations and British radio stations. I would like to see it obtaining a licence to operate legally. And I'm very disappointed that it's leaving the airwaves because of pressure from Ireland and other places outside Ireland. And I would just like to put that on record and say thank you for a very enjoyable programme and a very professional job that you are doing. So good luck anyway, and hope to hear you very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is David Croxford, and I listen to Radio Fax in Northampton. I'd just like to say how very sad I am to hear that my favourite programme of media and science, Sparks programme, is actually going off the air. I'd just like to say how very sad it is, and I shall be writing to my local MP and, of course, to the address in Dublin that you gave. Congratulations on a very high-quality radio station, which I don't even think is Europe's second best radio station. I think it is actually the best. So there you are.
My name is Terry Cooper in Scunthorpe. I'm sorry about my speech, as I am disabled. I am a radio amateur, George Paul Charlie Bravo Yankee, and I have listened to Radio Fax off and on as long as it has been on the air. I am very disheartened that you have to stop broadcasting. It is Radio Caravan, Radio Dungeon all over again, the DTI, RA, and the government just getting rid of what they do not want to know about. What about us disabled people and the blind people who cannot read but enjoy listening to your serious Sparks articles? I hope you do find a way of broadcasting, because this is a station that I love to listen to. I hope you do find a way back onto the air. Good luck from G4CBY. Cheers for now, and I'll keep looking out for you.
Mr. Albert Stevens from Cardiff, South Wales. I've enjoyed listening to Radio Fax very much. All the programs have been very good. I think that it should have a license to broadcast on the shortwave band. I think that it has put life back into shortwave. I will miss it very much when it goes off the air. I've enjoyed the program very much, and to all the people on Radio Fax, I'd like to say thank you very much for your broadcasting.
Hi, my name's Jenny, I'm from London. I'm really sorry to see that Radio Fax is closing down. I particularly like Sparks. I find that's a really interesting radio programme, and I hope it goes on for a few weeks yet. Okay, bye.
Okay, my name is Graham Page, and I'm from Preston. Just like to say that I've enjoyed listening to Radio Fax very much over the last 3 months. I tend to listen to particularly the Sparks and the archive material, as I feel that music doesn't work particularly well on shortwave, as it suffers from the almost inevitable fading in and out that shortwave signals, you know, always suffer from. As a blind person, particularly, I'm able to get access to articles that I just simply wouldn't be able to read normally from a wide range of publications. And while there are certain magazines available in a taped format, these cost a considerable amount to obtain, and often don't contain articles from as wide a range of magazines as your articles are taken from. I believe this is partly because the tape magazines tend to be for specific interest groups, such as radio hams, hi-fi enthusiasts, etc., whereas your programs do cover a very wide range of interests, from the really dedicated radio enthusiast to the person who's just generally interested in media and may know nothing about electronics at all. I do wish you all the best for the future, and hope that you continue to broadcast maybe in a few years' time.
Hello, my name's Andrew Howlett of Duckingfield in Cheshire. I think it's absolutely scandalous that Radio Fax should be requested to close down in this way. And life won't be the same without the Sparks programme on Monday and Tuesday, and there will be a big hole in my shortwave dial when you close down. Thanks for all you've done in the past, and long live the fight.
Hello, this is Mark Parfrey speaking from Dublin. I think it's a terrible shame that you're being forced off like this. And best of luck and thanks for all your work. I'll try and do what I can with the minister here, but I don't expect anything. Bye for now.
Yeah, hello, my name is Mario. I'm calling from the Netherlands, from The Hague. Actually, I'm a German living since a few years in the Netherlands. I never had contact to you, but I'm listening to you since a very, very long time, and so this is my possibility to thank you for your very nice programs on shortwave. And it was really one of the reasons why I bought a new shortwave receiver for nearly 6,000 guilders. Maybe I'll have to throw it away when you're going off the air. I'm merely thinking of support you what's concerning the situation in Ireland. But I'm a lazy fellow, so that's why I never sent you a reception report or something like that. But anyway, I'll keep on listening and hope that there will be a good solution for you. So thanks a lot for your good job you've been doing, and I hope if you're really going off the air that I'll be hearing you back sometime in the future. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
This is Anders Junemark from Oslo, Norway. I have been a faithful listener on my ICAM ICR 9000 for a very long time, and I really appreciate your programs, which have to continue. Your programming sets a new standard of quality, which should have a chance of life after your Earth station in Ireland has closed down.
Hi, the name here is Jeff Holden, and the QTH is Penrith in Cumbria, and I'm speaking on behalf not only of myself, but my wife and family. We've been listening to Radio Fax since May of last year, and also when you were on prior to that. We find that you give us first class high quality programs, particularly Sparks, World of Country, and Reflections on a Sunday evening. And I think that your programs are untouched for quality by any other broadcaster. We understand your reasons for closure, but you will be missed, and it is our hope that you do get a license so that in future we can be listening to Radio Fax on a permanent basis. Anyway, when you do come back, we'll be listening out for you. Best of luck.
Hello, my name's William Shimmin from Much Wenlock in Shropshire. I'm really sorry to hear about the impending closure of Radio Fax. I've listened since the original service began in 1988, and Radio Fax has clearly demonstrated the viability of commercial shortwave broadcasting. With even the former Eastern Bloc countries opening up their shortwave facilities to commercial enterprises, there can be no excuse for the UK government sanctioning the continuing BBC shortwave monopoly. Radio Fax has shown the way forward. Good luck. I'm sure you'll be back, but in the meantime, thanks a lot. I'm going to miss Radio Fax.
Hello, it's Lorna here from Portsmouth, near Portsmouth in Hampshire. We listen to Radio Fax every Sunday, and I have a tweak on my boyfriend's FRG7 every Sunday morning, and we really enjoy your broadcast. We've written to Dublin and hope that they will give you a license that you can keep broadcasting. We hope to keep hearing you in the future. Bye.
Hi, I'm Colin Forster from the Isle of Lewis, Scotland. I'm sorry to hear Radio Fax is closing down. You will be greatly missed, as you are the number one station on shortwave. I've enjoyed your programmes very much indeed. I do hope you get a licence very, very soon. I would also like to wish the staff at the station the very best for the future. And farewell from the Hebrides. Goodbye.
My name is Peter Kirsop, spelled K-I-R-S-O-P, of Lym in Cheshire. May I say how sad I am to hear that you are being forced to close down, and I particularly lament the passing of the Sparks programme, as that, as far as I'm aware, was absolutely unique. Thank you for the excellent service you provided in the past, and good luck in the future.
Hi, I'm John McCullum from Newcastle. Myself and many other listeners who are amateurs are going to miss you. That's all I can say. Some of us anyway will write letters. Wish you well.
This is Martin James from Andromeda Independent Radio in Manchester, England.
We're devastated at the news of the closure of Radio Fax. We've written to the Irish Minister of Communications for what it's worth, and all I can say is we hope that there's some way that Radio Fax can continue. Just what are they frightened of?
Hello, this is Paul calling from the north of Holland, near the West German border. In my opinion, Radio Fax is the best thing that ever happened since March 1964. I do thank Radio Fax for its very, very interesting transmissions.
Welcome, Cairns here. Fieldhouse Road, Gateshead, Tyne and Wear. I'm shocked and saddened to hear of the news that Radio Fax is to close down. I can't think of one other single station that has given me so much listening pleasure over the last year. Perhaps before you do close down, you could perhaps give us the Radio Fax story, an archive programme on yourselves, and let us hear some of the information behind Radio Fax and the people who are employed in Radio Fax.
This is Robin in Redditch, G4UDK. It's a shame to hear that Radio Fax is going off the air, as I happen to be a blind person and enjoy Sparks. Listen on 6205, and have listened very regularly now for at least 9 months.